This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Deep Space High, Destination Mars.
Jump into a wormhole and travel to Deep Space High. The school is space. But hurry, because lessons are about to begin.
So, we've been learning all about the ExoMars rover. Can anyone remember when it'll actually reach the red planet?
Next year?
Not quite that soon. The ExoMars rover isn't planned to set a wheel on Mars until 2020, but that doesn't mean the mission hasn't begun.
So the rover is still on Earth, right? Oh, I want to see it in action.
Well, it won't be long, and the mission is very much underway. It started in 2016 with two separate crafts, a trace gas orbiter to stay above the planet in orbit, and a landing module called Schiaparelli to, well, land.
Schiaparelli? That's a strange name.
I'll have you know, he was a very famous astronomer from Italy. He drew maps of Mars, which helped many other astronomers. So, let's take a look at his namesake. The orbiter and Schiaparelli were launched together on the 14th of March 2016 using a Proton rocket. By taking advantage of the closeness of the Earth to Mars, the journey only took 7 months. They arrived into the orbit of Mars in October 2016. Let's see what happened.
7 months is really fast.
It certainly was. Usually it takes longer. It all depends on the orbits of the planets. The shorter the journey, the cheaper it is, as you need a lot less fuel. 3 days before reaching the atmosphere of Mars, on the 16th of October, Schiaparelli was ejected from the orbiter towards the red planet. It coasted towards its destination, entered the Martian atmosphere at 21,000 kilometres per hour, and began to decelerate using aero braking and a parachute and then thrusters. At mission control, they waited to hear that the lander had safely reached the surface.
Uh-oh, doesn't sound good.
Unfortunately, they were waiting for a long time. It seems likely that the lander had malfunctioned and was thought to have crash-landed.
That's terrible!
Well, it was certainly disappointing. But, as we learned in our very first lesson, over half of all Earth missions to Mars have ended in failure. Schiaparelli was made to test out the landing procedure. So, they'll have learned a lot from what went wrong. From data received back from the lander, they know most of the processes work just fine. A small calculation resulted in the wrong result, and this caused the lander to slow down too quickly.
So the whole thing was a bust?
Don't be silly. You've forgotten about the trace gas orbiter. That's still operational.
That's right. It will perform detailed remote observations of the Martian atmosphere, searching for evidence of gases of possible biological importance, such as methane and its degradation products. Its mission will last for almost 2 years. After that, it will be used to help relay data to and from the ExoMars rover in 2020.
So that's when the ExoMars rover will be landing on the surface, right?
Yes, Sam. They can learn from Schiaparelli how to give the rover the very best chance of making it safely to the surface. And the orbiter will have helped too to find a safe spot and one with interesting things to examine.
And that mission will help the one that follows, maybe taking humans to Mars.
Spot on, Sam. Learning from past missions helps the next ones have the best chances of success. Often, this means many different countries working together.
Maybe one day different planets will work together. Hey, just like Deep Space High.
Deep Space High, Destination Mars. Support from the UK Space Agency. Find out more at funkidslive.com/space.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.